Richard Goodhue and Clark, I'm a Luke Glasgale, and a shocking show with me, Tom Comack, with you until 9 o'clock. And, well, I'm in exalted company tonight. A couple of All-Ireland champions among our vet guests tonight. Of course, coming up on tonight's programme, we celebrate 5 decades of SCORE. That's the cultural side of the GAA, and that covers the cultural activities. And on the programme, I'm joined by Tara Conaghan from Glenties and Noel O'Gallagher from Guidoor, agus Gorta Harca, two of Donegal's All-Ireland SCORE winners over the last 50 years. And we'll be talking to them in a moment. And we're also joined by the current Donegal Efig na Teanga agus Cultura, the man that who runs SCORE competitions in the county. And, well, we'll be talking to him as well in a moment. But just to remind you, as always, you can text us here on 086 60 25000. And if you want to text us from outside the dialing area, you can do so or 00353862500. And we'd love to hear from you if you have any wishes you want to wish Tara or Noel, or how good is to hear them again, or what you want, any requests for any of Tara has got the fiddle. I know she won it in the ballad group, but she's got the fiddle with her here tonight. And Jimmy was telling me she was in just a couple of weeks ago, so she's becoming part of the furniture here. But first of all, Tara, very good night to you. And Noel O'Gallagher, how are you? Good night to you as well, and you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Tom. Good night.
Fergus McGee, Fáilte Freisin. Fergus, tell us first of all, 1969, how did SCORE come about, or what brought it about? The association was probably 80, almost 90 years in existence at that time. It was seen very much as a sporting organisation.
Yeah, very much a sporting organisation, Tom is right. And first and foremost, Tom, thanks very much for the opportunity to, you always give SCORE a good plug and fair play to you on your GAA programme. But going back to 1969, I suppose that's the first year that a man from Cork, and actually a man from County Down, there was what they called winter pastimes, which was going at the time. There was a lot less football at that time. In the winter time, there was really no football. Now, if you look at it, there's seem to be games the years around. But at that time, they passed a motion in 1969 to have SCORE, and it was to try and get the GAA. If you look, Rule 4 in the Common Law Glasgale states that we should, you know, foster our culture, our language, and our pastimes, you know. So that was the beginning of SCORE, and the first SCORE took place in 1970, and they called it SCORE Seachtua. And I think for about 10 years after that, there was people going around saying they were going to SCORE Seachtua.
Yeah, it was like a fail a tip or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly,
So that's how it came about. Was that around the time where you know there was big changes happening in Irish society as well, and maybe was there a feeling that there was the old ways were being left behind, our traditions and our music was suffering?
I think that was a part of it, but it's strange that the way that SCORE came about to start with those winter pastimes that I told you about. You know, they were happening in Cork, and they were happening in small pockets. For example, in South Armagh and in South Down, they were sort of the three strong areas. And it was funny, there was a man from South Down and a man from Cork were the two that actually got the motion passed eventually.
And did Donegal take part straight away, or do we know what...
Donegal is the first Ulster that Donegal won. That's what I was looking back over. And the first Ulster was won by Guidoor in 1973, but it was into the early 80s before we reached All-Ireland level. Yeah. And that would have been the Harper family, the famous Harper family from Castlefin, and they won 2 All-Irelands, and I think it was 80 and 82.
Yeah. We'll talk about those in a moment. Yeah. So obviously Donegal were in pretty early.
Donegal were in early, absolutely. Yeah.
And was Scorn and Og always, or was it just
Scorn? No, Scorn and Og started then in 1973.
Yes.
And SCORE has changed a little bit over the years. I mean, in the early days, they had instrumental music, for example. Now it's a minimum of 2 and a maximum of 5, but they had solo instrumentalists in the early days. They also had solo dancing, was one of the competitions they had in the early days. And the Leary statue, which has gone back now this year again, they're going back to calling it the Novelty Act again, but that would have started out as a sort of a debating type of a competition, really, Tom. Yeah, that's the way that started out.
Tara Conaghan from Glenties, Niamh Connell Club. What year you won your All-Ireland?
Just before the boys in 1992. Oh, we won in February. They came in September.
Yeah, and of course the Glenties link as well, obviously inspired Jim
McGuinness.
That's
right, yeah, absolutely.
And tell me, it was a ballad group, was it?
It was a ballad group, and it was Scorn and Og. So we were quite young. We were only about 15 and 16.
Yeah, and tell me, who else was on the group with you?
There was myself and Eileen Rafferty, who's Jim Rafferty's daughter. Jim would have been the musical director, so he would have been our music teacher. He would have given us made up the harmonies for us, and so we would practice quite a lot. Then there was.
Were you all at school at the time?
We were all in the comp, yeah. And so there was Brendan McElhenney, Sean Award, and Helena Boner. So there's five of us.
All girls.
All girls from Glenties, yeah.
Yeah. And what was it? Who was playing the music and who was doing the singing?
We were all singing. I played a bit of guitar and a bit of fiddle, and a bit of Byron.
Yeah.
And Brenda would have played the piano accordion, and Helena would have also played the guitar a bit. Now, the rest of them also play piano, but it's very hard to get a piano on stage.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your memories of 92? Like, you know, as you said, you practice a lot, but what's your memories of the competition? Where was the final?
I think it was in the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. You know, because, you know, when do you ever get to be on the Gaiety Theatre stage? You know, so it was a huge thing for that age. I just remember the excitement. I mean, the going to the Gaiety Theatre was exciting thing we did as teenagers, I'd say. So, you know, I think we stayed in the Harcourt the night before it or something, or, you know, it was just so much excitement. And all there was loads of the Niamh Connell Club had come up to support us as well. And, you know, I think they were just so thrilled. They were like, you could tell they were so excited.
Yeah. And tell me, what was your program? A couple of tunes.
We had to sing
one?
Two songs, a slow one and a fast one, and we sang Eileen Aroon, which we will sing at the concert now that we're mentioning.
Yeah, we'll talk to Ferguson about that later. Yeah.
And we sang, I think it was the Little Beggarman. I think that was it.
Yeah, one in Irish, one in English.
And one fast and one slow. So
So what was it like when it was announced that you were the winner?
Oh yeah, it was just unreal. Because everybody was really good. But actually, we went to one of the Robinson Studios out here.
Percy.
And when we were 16, after winning score, and we recorded a lot of songs. So, and we listened back to it a couple of weeks ago when we were rehearsing for the concert. And we were actually blown away because, you know, you're thinking, so you were kids, you were kind of probably pretty shit. Like, but
we haven't reached the watermark yet, but the 9 o'clock, we're getting there.
So, oops, sorry.
I'm not sure if Jimmy was quick enough on the beat. But,
sorry, Jimmy. But we actually were quite surprised at how good it sounded, you know.
And tell me, did you see on it? Obviously you did, because you're the fiddle with you tonight, and you went in here with Jimmy a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I still play. Like, I play music is like my right arm. It's part of me. It's something I've done for 30 years.
Where's the rest of the is there anybody else around, or of course immigration and migration?
I have moved back to Glenties 5 years ago. Another Wyleen moved back last year, I think, or maybe the year before that. I think Brenda's around Glenties, and Helena is in Offaly, and Shauna is in Dublin. So actually there's quite a good number of us around.
Well, that's the voice of Tara Conaghan, as you heard there, an All-Ireland score, an Óg winner with Glenties and Niamh Connell Club way back in 1992, in February of 92. Nola Gallagher, 10 years earlier, or 11 years earlier, actually, you claimed the county's first ever senior All-Ireland.
I think so, yeah. In the National Stadium in Dublin on the 2nd of May in 1981.
Oh, you were boxing.
I was boxing. Yeah, it was unique now to be, it was a great night in the National Stadium that night. No?
Yeah, and tell me, what's your memories of it, Dyke, as well?
Well, I remember we started off, myself and I think Bree Jo Jack, she died a few years ago, Bree Ní Choran, or Bree Nicola Vrige, she was doing solo singing. And we started off in the Auerclan in Gidor, and then the regional final was in Ostanwerk in Arrigal, that's not there anymore. And then the county final was in Castlefin, and the Ulster semi-final was in Carrigmore. The Ulster final was in Armagh, and the All-Ireland then was in the National Stadium.
Yes, yeah.
So there's a long six bouts, so.
Yeah. And plenty of rehearsals, plenty of practice, or?
Yeah, I suppose I performed a poem by a poet who wrote a lot of his poems in America, Padraig O'Byrne from Malinbeg in Glencolumbkill, a poem called, a nationalistic poem about Red Hugh O'Donnell called Pillu Irue. So, yeah, I suppose you improved as you went along.
Yeah, and naturally enough.
I remember the it was very tense in the National Stadium, and the competition was, the standard was very, very high, as it always is in Scorn.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously, who were the people that were promoting it in the club at the time and here in the county in your time?
In my time, most of my memories would be, say, of Sam Gallagher, who was very, he was the...
Castle Finn, Robert Dimmitt, yeah.
He did great work at the time, and we were very friendly at the time with the Harper family as well.
Yeah.
We used to be at Scorn and Og and the Scorn Shinshire. And I'd say Scorn wasn't as well known at that time in that part of the county as it is now.
Mm.
But I was amazed when you went into Ulster, then the crowds that would come to St. Carrickmore in Armagh. I mean, the full houses everywhere.
Yeah. And tell me, as you say, you competed at Ireland level at Scorn Shinshire. You had competed earlier at Scorn and Og, had you?
I never competed in Scorn and Og. And I think I might have competed in Scorn Shinshire once before that, but I can't remember that now. And I never did Scorn and Og.
Well, you were involved in the Oakton, were you in Gwydor?
Yeah,
at the time?
I suppose at that time I was, yeah, and I suppose since...
You were just out of college a couple of years, were you?
Yeah, I started teaching in the Pubblescull in Gwydor in 1977, and I was involved with the Gwydor Club, and then I married in 1980 and moved to Gortacharke, where I'm living since, you know, and I moved then to the Clohanealy Club, I think in 81 or 82 then. Yeah, 82, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the reaction like to the... You know, what was the reaction afterwards, or was there much recognition went with it, or
I wouldn't think there was as much recognition at that time as there would be today when somebody would won an All-Ireland title. Now, I remember being in McCool's, Donegal were playing, I don't know who they were playing in McCool in an important match.
Armagh, I think, was it?
The following day, anyway. Because I remember coming home from Dublin and being in Ballybuffet the following day, and a lot of people were congratulating you. It was a big thing.
My memory certainly right, it was Armagh. I think Charlie McGrew scored a great goal that day.
I don't remember.
Maybe I have the wrong day, but Charlie won't mind anyway. So obviously, and then, of course, Antar Sean, your older brother, followed in your footsteps the following year.
He did. He said a poem that Ono Twirish wrote called Eichanalach, and he did very well. And a few years afterwards, he took part in, I think it was in Limerick, Scorn Shinshire as well, another All-Ireland final, a poem he wrote himself. I think it was something about Australian rule. I'm not too sure now, but he got through to the All-Ireland final, and he had some other commitment at that time, and I think he got a helicopter to, that's my memory of it now, that I think he wasn't able to drive to Limerick anyway, but he performed in the All-Ireland in Limerick.
Probably the Mass or something, did
something
he?
Something, yeah, something, anyway, something important. Yeah.
That's no longer O'Gallagher or O'Gwydor. Currently living in Gortacharke, you hear there, and of course, an All-Ireland champion as well as Scorn. Before that, we heard Tara Conaghan from Niamh Connell of Glenties, and Tara's going to play a tune for us when we come back. We'll give her a chance during the break to set up, and we'll also maybe get a little bit of that poem that Nolly recited all that, 38 years ago.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte Rashka, Jean Clare, special to Anocht, and celebrating 50 years of Comórta Scorn, and I'm delighted to have All-Ireland champions Tara Conaghan from Glenties and Nolly Gallagher from Gwydor in studio with me, along with Fergus McGee, the Donegal Cultural Agus Teanga officer. And we heard from Tara and Nolly before the break there, and now we're just going to get a little tune from Tara. She's got the fiddle out, and what are you going to play for us, Tara?
I was thinking I'd play something that's very Donegal, so I was thinking I'd play the Maggie Pickie, which is a dance that's specific to Donegal and Ulster parts.
Do you expect me and Jimmy and Noel and
he was practicing Fergus there a second ago, so
okay, whenever you're ready, Tara.
And just to make it more local, this is a Glenties version from Jimmy Campbell, who was here last week or a couple of weeks ago.
Maggie
well done, well done, well done. That's Tara Conaghan. It's easy to see why you're an All-Ireland winner from 1992. An All-Ireland scored Shinshu or Nanogue winner with the Glenties Ballad Group. And certainly, as the saying goes, you never lost to Tara.
Well, thank you.
As we mentioned, Nollie O'Gara Gallagher is in the studio with us here tonight as well. Of course, another All-Ireland winner from, well, 10 years earlier, 11 years earlier in actual fact, to 1981. Noel has the distinction being the first ever Donegal All-Ireland winner, in, either in football or score. And Noel, you were going to give us a few verses of what you recited all those years ago.
Well, if I remember it now.
All right, okay. Just remind us again what it is and what it's about.
Well, it's about the return of Red Hugh O'Donnell to Donegal after spending a year and a half in captivity in Dublin Castle in 1592-1593. And I suppose it's the joy of the people of Donegal on welcoming Iirua, their chieftain, back home.
Yeah, and just to remind people that are listening, if you're beside your smartphone or computer, Jimmy Stafford is putting this out live on Facebook as well. We had Tara live a couple of moments ago, and Nollie O'Gallagher, away you go.
Is Linte an art at a cashlan an ishke? Is Lunra ga funyag o halu go gian? Gi forshin an finon, nyel kalan a meshke. Ik muskelt mak ali na shanti wan krien. Ta slentje an olon ik tishi of trene, do chanfurt an uhi ta losen a riest. A harmadji na moera, la hiri na grene, be muster ni smo, ir an lenu tis. Fea, chane ta nuayar tar war len a chire, ta chartri luhur a bualu na shli. A dushar train spirit an anim na fire, is a muskelt na crawler ta fossing a cree. Fair, fair, ta na chinche mulla ga shleve, eg frigger na vogre tre gua hagas kyo. Gi jarig a lasu, bay peak egos clave, nis jirig a go foil, eg gogu nis toa. Glor, glor a hir honil, la trevshe gan chor. Suas, suas ga clon croge o'n vin gros o'n. A reil of a luachre o well yn go sewer. Biw luhai yn ort, e cwr gibert o'r vron. Na glonchi yn gweru dy linu na spere, mor hart na ag rebu, tre hwnys na ngan. Na glonchi gw elchyn yn un ye giri, hurra, ta i rua rysht os ar gion.
Goodbye, goodbye, home. Bye, home, and all. Gallagher there, and very well done indeed. And certainly, I don't know if Fergus McGee's looking for somebody to represent Donegal in the recitation again this year, but I don't know. No memory loss there. Well done, Noel.
That's only half of it now.
I figured that one. You're listening to the GAA programme with me, Tom Comack. My special guests in studio tonight are Nollie O'Gallagher, who you heard there reciting that poem that he won that All-Ireland Comórtas show score way back in 1981. And before that, we heard from Tara Conaghan of Niamh Connell and Glenties, a member of the 1992 All-Ireland Ballad Group, the Scornanogue, a team from Niamh Connell that went all the way to the All-Ireland and won it up in the splendid surroundings of the Gaiety Theatre. Fergus McGee, of course, the Donegal Cultural Officer and man that promotes the Chang as well, is here with me as well. And Fergus, to celebrate 50 years of score in Donegal, you have a big celebratory concert coming up. Maybe you could tell us a little about that.
Yes, Tom, there's a big concert coming up now on Sunday night, that's the 29th, and it's starting at 8 o'clock. It's run by Donegal GAA in conjunction with Donegal County Council, and it's part of Donegal Connect. And it was just thought at the time that it would be a good idea to bring back some of the people. So we have on stage on Sunday night, we will have five All-Ireland champions in total. We'll have five Ulster champions as well, and two that won county honours in the past. Yeah. And one of the ones that's won the county honours is, they're both actually representing, because the from Cloughin Ailey, as was referred to earlier on, Father Sean won it back in 1982, the year after Noel won it.
Yeah.
Father Shannon, unfortunately, can't be with us, but we have a young man from Clonmacnoise who I think was definitely going to win an All-Ireland one of these days, a young guy called Conor O'Gallagher, and he's going to represent Clonmacnoise. Robert Emmetts were the first club that ever won an All-Ireland in Scornoghan. They won in 80 and they won again in 82. And were under the stewardship at the time, and as mentioned earlier on, Sam Gallagher. I was talking to Sam earlier on today. Still, hopefully, Sam will be there on the night as well. But unfortunately, that group can't be there themselves. So the club is going to be represented by the Ballot group that won the county final last year.
Yeah, and just to remind us for the record, and obviously as well, just in honour of them, can you maybe name our All-Ireland champions? We haven't that many of them.
Our All-Ireland champions, yeah, we have five of them, like I say, that are going to be there on the night. But we have going through, without naming the names, the amount of All-Irelands that we have are as you said, yeah, they're not that many. For example, in Kayleigh Danson, we've never won an All-Ireland. In solo singing, we have yet to win an All-Ireland. In recitation, we have... We have three All-Irelands at senior score, and we have in the Ballot group section, then we have one in Scornoghan, and Tara is here, and that was a member of that Ballot group that won that in Scornoghan. Novelty Act, we have one in Scornoghan, and we have one from Gidore. Both of them will be in the Greenan Theatre the next night. And Instrumental Music, we have... two, and the both of those would have been Robert Emmetts back in the early 80s. We've never won anything in the set dancing. In the quiz, we have won three All-Irelands in Scornoghan, and we've won one. Those three, by the way, two of them went to Naoimh Colombo, one to Ballyshannon, Éire Ballyshannon, that is, and Fanad Gaels won the Tranagesh book.
Just to mention Pat Sweeney from...
In the recitation. She won in 1991, and she's going to be there as well.
Yeah, and the fan group was what? John Dory and Bernard McGettigan and Manus McIlwain.
Manus McIlwain, that's correct. Yeah, that was back in 92 as well, as it turns out.
So.
But in addition to that, we have some Ulster champions like St. Yeah. Unans would have had a Ballot group that went very well for many years. We also have the Letterkenny Gaels, and they've got a fantastic piece called Packy McNamee, and it's about two lads going up to the All-Ireland final in 92, and anyone that hasn't seen it...
That was written by Fergus Cleary, wasn't it?
That was written by Fergus Cleary, but it was adapted for score by Brian Sweeney, who would be playing the lead.
Yeah, we had Brian on here last year, I think, ahead of the All-Ireland as well, yeah.
And Glenn Swilly then have also got a Leru that won the All-Ireland with, and it's one to do with mental health. It actually makes people sit back and think, a very, very deep sort of issue. Yeah.
Just to remind us again, Sunday night...
Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and admission is €10. And just one other thing to mention is that we're having a half-time draw on Sunday night, and that is the funds from that will be going towards the hospice. First prize there, it's worth turning up, I think, even at the Greenan Theatre for the prize alone, because it's actually two nights accommodation in a four-star hotel called the K. Dean in Newbridge in County Kildare, with one evening meal for a couple. So that's the first prize. There are other prizes as well. But that was a decision that the score committee made, that the hospice would get the proceeds from the draw. So the date, like I say, is the 29th. It's Sunday the 29th. It's in the Greenan Theatre. It's from 8 o'clock, starts at 8 o'clock, and admission is €10. And tickets can be bought from the Greenan Theatre. You can do that online, or you can pop into the Greenan, or you can talk to the box office down there as well.
Fergus, unfortunately the clock is catching up with my breakers, though. Fergus McGee, though Nulligo Gallagher, August, though Tara Conaghan, August, our Jimmy Stafford as well, on Foom and August, our first book, Freshen, from me, Tom Cormack. Oh, just to remind you as well, Jimmy has been telling you about him moving time. Well, he's going later at night, in the night. I'm coming a little bit earlier to you from next week, from 7:25 in actual fact. We're getting an extra 5 minutes as well. So the GA program coming to you next week from 7:25. So put that in your diary. And of course, you can always listen back to us on the podcast from tomorrow morning on www.highlandradio.com. Mo Bakers again, the Moggy, Ian and Octagus, O Jimmy, Slanagus Bannock.